Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. It is your girl, the Goddess Queen. We are here today to talk and dig in a little bit more into the spiritual world and just give you all a little bit of a better idea and some insight into some things. And one of the things that we're going to talk about today, today's topic is going to be about intuition. Intuition. Very fun topic. A lot of people don't even know what intuition is. They just understand it as a feeling most people think of it as a spiritual gift or something like, you know, getting visions or being a telepathic or something of that nature. But actually, intuition is literally just a tool, just something that our creator downloaded into us to know. Something that gave us the ability to have, to determine yes or no, to have those good skills. Okay, that's what intuition is. It's your choices. It's what you choose. Now let's dig a little bit deeper into intuition and think about exactly what intuition does for us. So when we think about intuition, what do you think about? Me personally, I think about my gut feeling. Knowing like you know something is what I think about. When you're thinking about intuition, for women, we just know sometimes. I had to go with my gut. I had to go with my intuition. Now, it's been said that that's what God blessed woman with. Through all everything that's been going on, God blessed woman with intuition. So if you're a Christian and you believe in the Christian faith, you will, then that means, you know, that us women, we have been blessed with a gut feeling or intuition. That gut feeling is when you just know. You ever been in a situation where you're with a group of people or you're in a situation and you just know something bad is going to happen, or you just know this night is not going to go well, and everything in you knows that nothing is going to happen the way it's supposed to, but you still go because that's your homegirl and you want to be there to support her, and you go and everything wrong that can happen wrong happens. You all get a flat tire. You run out of gas. You run into your ex. You lose your wallet. You trip over some, I don't know, a rock on the side of the street and fall and rip your skirt. There's all types of things that could happen in that night. But the most important thing is that you knew. You felt that something wasn't right and you didn't listen to it. And that's one of the biggest things about intuition. To me, how I understand intuition is downloaded messages. Intuition are your angel calls, your ancestor calls. Intuition is the universe calling to your soul and giving you some advice. A lot of us ask for help, but then we don't listen for the answer. How can you ask for help in this world, but then not listen for the answer that's given to you? You got to be able to download and take in the information so you can even do it. So with that being said, how can you actually use intuition effectively if you don't even know how to hear it? So one of the biggest things that you need to focus on when it comes to hearing or knowing what your intuition is and getting to know that voice inside of you. Literally, it's the devil and the angel on two shoulders, okay? And it's like, which one will you listen to? That's what your intuition is, okay? You have to get to know those voices within yourself. You can ask the universe a lot of times for assistance in this area. When it comes to helping you, get yourself aligned to where you can hear the messages that are being provided to you. Because that's one of the biggest things. We don't know what to listen for. We ask for our ancestors, the universe, our spirit guides to watch over us and to help guide us in the right way. We don't know what to listen for. We don't know how to listen to those or listen for those angel whispers. Well, you've got to determine within you the way that you take in the information and do what's best for you at the end of the day. Because with all this being said, you have to understand or determine the best way for you to take in these messages and the best way for you to receive these messages. For example, different people learn in different ways. You could be a visual learner. You could be an auditory learner. You could be a physical learner. And it all depends on what type of learner that you are, how you take in your information. You might take in your information best by hearing songs. You might take in your information best by seeing videos. One of the things in the spiritual war that we use to help with understanding your intuition is actually called angel numbers. Angel numbers are messages that are downloaded into our universe from our angels or ancestors or spirit guides. And even God. These are messages that are given to us from the messengers up above. These are little things that you see that repeat over and over again. Those deja vu moments, things like that. When it comes to angel numbers, when you see the same number over and over again, that's an angel number. You should look it up and see what that angel number means. For example, if every day you look at the clock at 2:11, you need to look up the angel number 211 because the universe has a message for you. You just don't understand what that message is yet. Let's just say every time you go to the doctor, you're in room 18. You need to look up the angel number 18. There's importance in this number. The universe wants you to see this number and wants you to know that every time you see this number, this is what it means. This is what you should be thinking about. These are the feelings that you should be feeling. Angel numbers is one of the best ways to get a little insight or a quick indoor to the understanding of your intuition or messages being downloaded to you. Because once you start understanding those angel numbers, you'll start getting a better idea of your intuition and how you process things. So let's just say, you know, it is angel numbers, or let's just say it's not angel numbers, it's not sight. Let's say it's by sound. And every day you turn on the radio and the same song comes on. Well, look into the benefits or the importance behind this same song. What are the words of this song? What is this song trying to tell you about your life? What does the universe want you to know about your life right now in regards to this song? Getting to know you is going to be the best thing for this spiritual journey. Getting to know what works best for you is going to be your best plan. At the end of the day, all you can do is focus on you and do what's right for you. I want to thank you all so much for joining me today for today's episode. I do want to go ahead and take a moment to do some meditation because we have not done any meditation in a while. So for the next moment, I want you all to stop. Take a moment and sit still. Find that stillness. I want you to close your eyes, whether you're sitting or standing. Take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale. Deep cleansing breath in and exhale. Today, I want you to stop and ask the universe to help you find your voice, help you find your intuition. So today, I want you to think about that intuition. Think about your inner voice right now. Meditate on your inner voice. Ask the universe to help you become one with your inner voice. Ask the universe to help you find that connection to your inner voice, that strength behind your inner voice, so that you can start using these tools that you've been given to your benefit. I ask that the universe keep us open, keep us clear, and keep the lines untangled and uncrossed when it comes to these messages. We thank you so much for giving us this opportunity and being there for us and supporting us and just allowing us to have these messages downloaded. Deep in breath in. Exhale out. Namaste. Ashe. I thank you all again so much for joining me. Take today's lesson and understand what your intuition means for you. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Namaste. Ashe.